While Liz and Ed get ready for our final round, it's time for us to play a game. This is called Fact Bag. I have a bag full of trivia questions.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan and I, have we ever seen this bag before?
I've seen the bag before, yeah.
But you've never seen the trivia questions in it.
No.
So we have questions that are written on an envelope. I'm going to read a question. Jonathan and I will discuss them. We don't know what the answer is, and then we're going to open up the envelope and find out the real answer. Okay, so here's the first one. According to the Smithsonian National Zoo, RuPaul's griffin vulture.
RuPaul's griffin vulture?
Yep. It's R-U-P-P-E-L-L with an umlaut over the U.
Oh, sure.
RuPaul's.
RuPaul.
It's RuPaul's griffin vulture.
Uh-huh.
Holds what superlative for birds?
Most beautiful.
Most beautiful.
But superlative in the area of birds or in the area of vultures?
In the area of, for birds. Ooh,
for birds.
For all birds.
For all birds.
Yeah.
Of all the birds, RuPaul's vulture.
Is the most something.
It's the best dressed.
Yeah, could be.
I mean, that makes sense.
I mean, other than that, it's either that or lip syncer.
Yeah, could be lip syncer.
Okay,
all right, let's see.
Okay. Oh, RuPaul's griffin vulture is the world's highest flying bird.
Mm.
These African vultures have been known to fly 36,000 feet. That's almost 7 miles.
That's too high.
Too high.
That's
above
dangerous.
Sea level. Scientists know this because one of them was sucked into an engine of a plane.
Ugh.
Flying at 36,100 feet above sea level.
Something else I got to worry about. Come on. Come on, birds. Stay low so you don't get sucked into engines.
They stay high up in the air for 6 or 7 hours at a time looking for food.
Well, they're not going to find it up there.
And no one told them they don't have food on the airplanes anymore. There's no food there.
That's right. You got to get upgraded or you get nothing.
Let's get another fact for the fact bag. All right. How about this one? In 2017,
That was very
a long
recent.
Time ago, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
CBC.
The CBC. Thank you.
Yeah.
Officially retired the system it used to deliver paper mail throughout its office. What was the system? They finally retired some antiquated system a year ago. It was
capuchin monkeys.
I was going to call it interns.
This is a story about something that happened in Canada. You're from Canada.
Yeah.
How is mail delivered in Canada?
Usually, you know, there's a couple different ways. It could come via beaver. It could
Beavers,
come...
Beavers, yeah.
There's a maple syrup stream that carries letters.
A mail robot?
What are you saying?
I'm saying they've had robots delivering mail for a long time. When I was a kid, I used to go to my dad's office.
Yeah.
At the Aetna, which is an insurance company in Connecticut.
Your story is totally checking
this
out.
This is the 70s, and they had a robot that would deliver the mail.
Okay, so wait a second.
I mean, it didn't walk and talk. It was a,
no, it wasn't like
it. It
you
was
would like your mail. How about this? It retired the robot, and now it's going back to people. What do you think of that? Opening up the envelope, and the answer is... The CBC delivered mail using robots called mail mobiles, and they stopped doing that. They were meant to save money on labor, but would frequently bump into people or block their paths.
We should have done capuchin monkeys all along.
Beavers are now delivering the mail. All right. Last fact bag. At the U.S. Open tennis tournament, different balls are used in men's and women's matches.
Sure.
What's the main difference between the men's balls and the women's balls? I'll let you go first.
I'm not sure. Not sure I should say anything about the situation. Well, listen, they're both going to be fuzzy.
Fuzzy balls.
I would say probably it's a different size situation.
You're right. I think just like in life, the women's balls are bigger. All right, let's
same
see.
Same fuzziness, though.
Same amount of fuzz. Nope, we were wrong.
Oh, we're wrong?
Men's balls are fuzzier.
What? Why?
At the U.S. Open, the felt on the men's balls is more rugged, and it is called
well, yeah.
it's called extra duty.
Extra duty.
The extra felt slows the ball down. Uh-huh. The felt on the women's and mixed doubles balls is regular duty, which results in faster play.
I'm going to say right now, men and women should have the same fuzzy balls. This has gone on long enough. It's a weird, weird situation all
around. You
know
what? I feel like fact bag gives and fact bag takes. Pretty good. All right, our fact bag is empty. Give it up for fact bag.
Thanks, fact bag.